Ireland's favourite station, on air and online. This is Isle of Wight Radio, the Isle of Wight today.
The top stories this lunchtime. Man remains in custody after body found in Northwood. Five more arrested after police find body parts in search for missing Bristol teenager. And the Isle of Wight Airport to celebrate 80 years.
It's a great place to come. It's a great place to, for spectators, just to see the different activities that happen on the airfield.
Those stories and more coming up in the Isle of Wight today.
The Isle of Wight today with Matt White.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Isle of Wight today. It's 1 o'clock. First this lunchtime, a man remains in custody after a body was found in the garage of a Northwood property yesterday. Officers were called to a house in Green Lane in the early hours of yesterday morning, where the body of a 72-year-old man was found in the garage. Officers are investigating the circumstances surrounding the death. A 52-year-old man arrested in connection with the investigation remains in custody this lunchtime. The family of missing teenager Becky Watts say they're devastated after police investigating her disappearance in Bristol found body parts. The 16-year-old was last seen 12 days ago. Two people remain in custody on suspicion of murder, while five more people are now being held on suspicion of assisting an offender. Sky Siobhan Robbins is in Bristol. She says the community's distraught.
This is a devastating time for Becky's family and for much of the community in Bristol as well. Huge numbers turned out on those public searches that they organised, and many people are now utterly upset just to hear that news that they believe the body parts that were found here last night may belong to Becky.
And we'll have more on that story throughout this afternoon.
Isle of Wight Radio. News and information for the Isle of Wight.
A CCTV image has been released of a man suspected of assaulting another man who urinated in the street in Newport. Police say the 22-year-old victim was seen to expose himself and urinate in the high street near Yate at around 1:15 a.m. on Saturday, February the 21st. It appears another man took offence and he hit the victim around the head several times before leaving the scene. You can see the CCTV still on our websites. A new campaign is being launched today to encourage Isle of Wight residents to reduce their chance of getting a stroke. The Isle of Wight Clinical Commissioning Group wants people to be more mindful about their blood pressure, cholesterol and alcohol intake. And we'll have more on that story throughout this afternoon.
This is Isle of Wight Radio News.
In other news this lunchtime, the deaths of 11 babies and one mother could have been avoided at a hospital in Morecambe, according to an investigation. It's found major failures at every level of Furness General's maternity unit between 2004 and 2013, largely because of a lack of communication. The report says it's important lessons are learned so errors aren't repeated at other NHS sites. Investigation Chairman Dr. Bill Kirkup's apologised to victims and their families.
Those affected by the consequences deserve to see the nature and the degree of failure acknowledged after too long hearing them denied. I am sorry that this has taken so long to happen.
A serious case review's identified more than 370 children may have been victims of a sex abuse ring in Oxfordshire. Seven men were jailed in 2013, but the reports found police and social workers missed opportunities to end the abuse. Chair of Oxfordshire's Safeguarding Children Board, Maggie Blythe, says claims often went ignored.
The children were groomed by their abusers, were given alcohol, drugs, and led to believe that the men were their boyfriends. Some parents and carers did raise concerns. Sometimes their concerns were not given the weight they deserved, and no action was taken by professionals.
David Cameron will announce plans later to jail public officials if they ignore child sex abuse claims. In football, Wigan chairman Dave Whelan's announced his retirement with immediate effect. The 78-year-old will continue to own the club, but will no longer have a hands-on role.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust.
At 4 minutes past one, some other local news, and a community group bidding to save Ryde Ice Rink is hard at work, according to one of its members. The community interest company, made up of seven key members, is bidding to save Ryde Arena in the interest of island residents. It's set to be closed at the end of March, with Planet Ice set to pull out of its lease agreement. Ride businessman Ian Jenkins took over the running of Ride's waterside pool and is now bidding to do the same with the Ride ice rink.
People do not want to see things close on their island. And they don't, and that is a, you know, we've got three pools on there, under four pools, I beg your pardon. You know, we've only got one ice skating rink. So in some ways, it's far more important in that sort of context. There is a groundswell of support to keep it open. It's not just about the jobs, it's a community facility.
Controversial plans to build 55 new homes on land known as Blanchard's in Bryston have been recommended for approval with conditions. The scheme, which includes 14 affordable homes as well as Abbeyfield residence, 8 assisted living bungalows, as well as a new doctor's surgery, pharmacy and a park, will be considered by the Isle of Wight Council's planning committee next Tuesday. Planning officers recommend the development, which attracted 266 letters of objection, should be approved, including starting building work within 2 years as part of its conditions. Councillor for the area Bob Seeley says it's not appropriate or needed in the area and goes against the village's neighbourhood plan, which is being developed.
I think if this gets the go-ahead, basically it sticks two fingers up at the people who want to be active in their local community. It makes a mockery of localism as an agenda. If you're 2 years into a neighbourhood plan and the planning department, planning committee, so what, yeah, whatever. That is the wrong attitude to take if you want to support local democracy on the Isle of Wight.
Schools on the Isle of Wight are being urged to go the extra mile for this year's special Walk the Wight. The walk, in aid of the Armand Batten Hospice, celebrates its 25th anniversary. It's hoping parents, pupils and teachers will take part in the school's Walk the Wight, now in its 9th year. The hospice is hoping to raise £250,000 and schools are being invited to play their part by walking the equivalent of the main 26-mile walk. And you can find all the details about Schools Walk the Wight on our websites.
Isle of Wight Radio News.
Finally this lunchtime, 80 years of flying on and off the Isle of Wight is being celebrated in Sandown this spring. The town's airport's holding a vintage event decades after it opened in 1935. Vintage aircraft as well as cars and motorcycles will be on show and islanders are invited to join in the celebrations. It's taking place on the 18th and 19th of April and organiser Mike Palmer tells us what there's to look forward to.
It's going to be open to obviously the vintage aircraft flying in, which we hope to have all types around that era and from different decades leading up to the present time, but mainly for the vintage aircraft of that era, plus vintage cars and motorcycles as well.
And Mike says the airport is still today a valuable asset to the Isle of Wight.
It's a great place for the locals to come down, enjoy what we can provide down there. We have two flying schools there, and anyone who wants to come down just to have a trial flight to see how they get on with it, it's a great place to come. It's a great place for spectators just to see the different activities that happen on the airfield.
There's more local news on our website this lunchtime, including why the Isle of Wight is a favourite with mums. Head to iwradio.co.uk. You can also send us your stories via Twitter and Facebook or send us an email to news@iwradio.co.uk. That's the Isle of Wight today. I'm Matt White.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust. Get more online now at iwradio.co.uk.